The pirate heard round the world. This is Weekend Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Music Machine, WMR. Music Machine.
WMR Music. Music Radio.
Love don't work at all. The way I feel today, I think love is here to stay. Got something and I want it all. So I'll be calling for you soon.
Give me the right time.
Sneaking around some afternoon.
Give me a number.
I might be sleeping right outside your room. Little darling, I'll be banging my head against the moon. Nobody would ever know I'm a guy that loves you so. If you didn't want me to tell,
great J.D. Souther. J.D. was instrumental in writing some of the early Eagles numbers, I'm led to believe. J.D. Souther, Banging My Head Against the Moon on shortwave radio WMR, Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland today, this 16th of November 2014. Good to be with you again on the HF band, 6395 no doubt. We got two or three records coming to you today from the last night of the Mi Amigo, and starting off with J.D. Souther there. That was one of the records played. And this one from another person who was connected to the LA Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, and Give One Heart on shortwave radio WMR.
Give one heart, get back to
She was a gorgeous little chick, Linda Ronstadt. Give One Heart on Weekend Music Radio WMR today. Good to be on the air on a Sunday morning. Not sure if the programme will be repeated occasionally, but certainly on Sunday morning we should be on the air on the shortwave band. So, hello and welcome. Jack here behind the microphone, as always. Just playing an hour of oldies, and then we'll perhaps go into a feature. We're going to see if we can find some sort of feature for you today on WMR, Weekend Music Radio. Now, if you want to get in touch with us, the address is simply info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. That'll get to us. That's the email address of the station. That's the easiest way to get a hold of WMR in this modern day with modern technology, etc. So drops a line, you'll get your EQSLs. I've just been busy during the week trying to find somebody with a copy of Office 2010 or something like that to decode a DOCX format, because somebody sent us an email instead of sending it in a text or a PDF or an old Word document that anyone can read. Even the WordPad on most PCs will decode that. No, they had to send a DOCX report, and that's Rooney in Norway. Thanks very much for your reception reports, Rooney, and I'll be getting back to you in the course of the weekend with your QSL. I finally got that decoded. I did send Rooney a nice little email asking him to repost it as a simple .doc or something, or a PDF or something, but no, he didn't reply to me, so I did find somebody with a copy of the 2010 edition, and I managed to I can't remember how I decoded it before. I found some reader on the web, but I've just wiped, in other words, wiped, I was going to say formatted, wiped the web PC. And I lost a few things during the course of the cleanup process. I forgot about that little program, whatever it was. It wasn't very important, and I couldn't find it again. Never looked too hard, right enough, if truth be really told. If truth be told, I never looked hard at all. But anyway, that was Linda Ronstadt, Give One Heart. And following that up with a bit of Carly Simon and Have a Chance here on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland.
You said we'd light the firmament. You swore our love was permanent. You said we'd stick through thick and thin, through up and down, through losing wind. But comes the first sign of stormy weather, you're packing your bags in a trance.
Have a chance,
oh babe, yeah.
Whoa, almost caught out there. Half a Chance from Kylie Simon on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. Not the song I thought it was. Kylie Simon with husband James Taylor and Mockingbird on Weekend Music Radio, WMR. No, not the song I thought it was at all. Not too worthy though. Nothing wrong with playing two Kylie Simons in a though, is there? Here on the shortwave band on WMR. Now, the other day, I happened to find myself trawling through the web, as you do, and I came upon the website of European Music Radio, and I was just starting to play some of his old jingles, the old 6265 jingles, and the Great Entertainers, and the Lonely Hillside jingle that Bob Tomalski did for old Tom, and absolutely great to hear those after all these years. Not that they've been anywhere other than on EMR's website for a long time, but I just haven't played them. And they are superb and remind me so much of my early days of DXing the Shortwave Pilots. It really does, playing those EMR jingles. And I used to tune around listening for EMR every third Sunday of the month on an old Philips wireless, I think it was, in those days. And it was a good while before I managed to pick up a communications receiver. But, yeah, those were the days. Used to hear them on a third Sunday in 1978. And fascinated by the fact that they were running such low power. And a few years later, they were even running low power. The QSL cards actually were signed as 6 watts and things like that. So very, very QRP. EMR is still going, believe it or not, and old Tom hires airtime on some of the legal stations nowadays. He's did quite a number of broadcasts from Latvia and Germany and all over the place, really. And Milano in Italy as well via the IRRS. But I think he settled on the German station at this time. It's a long time since I've heard EMR, and the last time I picked it up, I really enjoyed the programme, but I never managed to hear them for a very long time. I wonder if they have some sort of schedule or something. I'll have to look into that. I was just too busy looking through the nostalgia the other day and enjoying the old jingles, the old Lonely Hillside jingle. I've got a mailbox somewhere of Roger Tate. He used to do a very, very good sounding Roger Tate mailbox program on EMR. Very good it was. And I should have to try and dig that up for a feature sometime here on WMR. Not too sure when we're going to be playing the feature today. It'll be in the second hour of the program. And not too sure at this stage either what it's going to be. It's going to be something from shortwave, I think, today. Something from the old shortwave. It was very popular a few weeks ago when we did the Prince Telly memories. I don't know if Prince Telly was listening to that particular broadcast, but if he was, highly to you, Prince. Glad you still listen to the shortwave from time to time, at least, and glad to know that you are still enthusiastic after all these years. I'm certainly enthusiastic about the shortwave. It's great to be listening to the shortwave from time to time and see what's on, and good to hear some of the UK stations as well, who have appeared in the recent past, like Radio Big Feet, etc. Good to tell you, Radio Little Feet. So, yeah, good to hear that. And heard the other newish station, the oldest station. Good grief, what was it called? Can't remember. I was listening to it as well on 6-7-something just recently. The this oldies station, blah, blah, blah. Anyone listening out for the Manx radio transmissions? The Carnaby programme was coming from the Ross Revenge on Saturday morning, I believe. And through the night on 1368, Radio Caroline is being carried on Manx Radio for this week. So do have a listen and give them some support for their nostalgic work that they're doing. Both stations, Manx Radio and Radio Caroline, are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Manx Radio have been broadcasting on 1368, but they've been closing the transmitter down at night between the hours of probably midnight or 1 and 6 a.m., something like that. I'm not too sure. I don't tend to pick up on these exact times anymore. Been a while since I was full of accurate information. Good grief, yeah, those were the days. Used to be accurate with frequencies and times and disc jockeys and things like that. Ooh, those were the days. Yeah, certainly were. It's WMR on the 16th of November 2014. Good to have you with us. And we'll hopefully be on the air for a couple of hours today with some music and special features here on WMR. Now, I played you Carly Simon's Half a Chance and Mockingbird, tune although from Carly Simon there. And when I was playing the Mockingbird, I was thinking that it was going to be this song I was playing, from Bartley James Harvest, a beautiful song from the 70s called Mockingbird.
There's a mockingbird singing songs in the trees. There's a mockingbird singing songs just for you and me. There's a mockingbird singing songs in the trees. There's a mockingbird singing songs just for you and me. Sun, clouds, then the sun. There's a mockingbird singing songs in the trees. There's a mockingbird singing songs, singing just for me.
What an absolute classic. Barclay James Harvest and Mockingbird on Weekend Music Radio. Imagine getting Carly Simon's version confused with that. See, this is what happens when you're a geeky radio anorak. You know all the tunes. You know the tunes from listening to the radio, but you don't know who did them. That used to be me. It still is me to some extent, but I would say I've learned a lot more in the last 20 years when it comes to music than the previous 20 years. Because the previous 20 years was spent just listening to radio and appreciating the music, but never knowing who was what or who did this and who did that. And absolutely stonking song, Barclay James Harvest and Mockingbird on Weekend Music Radio. When was that from? Can't remember now. Can't recall. But you used to hear a song like that on the old Mi Amigo on the medium wave from the 1970s. Yes, indeed you did. And indeed, Mockingbird from Barclay James Harvest was used on the last night of the Mi Amigo, which we're playing music from today, just for the next couple of records. And the next one is the last one in that series of tunes, shall we say, from the last night of the Mi Amigo, March 1980, when the ship went down. It's Gary Wright's Dreamweaver. What a classic, man. Absolutely fantastic tune. If that's not a Catalan classic, I don't know what is. Gary Wright from the 1970s on Weekend Music Radio from Scotland on the shortwave band. Good to be on the shortwave again today. We've not been on the air on a sort of weekly basis for quite a little while. And our programme from the last time, I can't remember the date from the last time. Let me see if I've got it at hand. I was looking at that. No, I've lost it again, lost the file. But it was sitting in front of me just a little totty while ago. And I don't think I've got it here. No, I haven't. Not too worry. Hang on, it might be here. No, absolutely not. Doesn't matter. But the programme was repeated on Wednesday evening at around tea time, the tea time programme here at WMR. So that was very nice indeed. And let's hope you had good reception. A friend I was talking about just the other, just before the last few records in the segue, from Norway, who sent us an email the last a fortnight ago. I can't remember the times. It was a fortnight, 3 weeks ago, something like that. And he sent us this email with a simple 45444 or something in Norway. So that was very, very good. Good signal in Norway. Thanks very much for that. We really appreciated that here at the engineering department of WMR. Yes, the engineering department, which is still going strong, apparently, at WMR. And also Radio GSV, Radio Good Ship Venus, who have been not on the air as much, but still broadcasting from time to time. And they were on the air last Sunday morning for an early morning DX test for the American D-Expedition. But I don't think the guys from the D-Expedition heard the station. I'm not too sure. They never certainly got back to old Jimmy Boy, so I'm not too sure if they heard the signals or not. Band conditions haven't been all that great. There's been a lot of storms and whatnot from the sun and causing a lot of problems with DXs. On the lower band as well. Medium wave DXing has been pretty roping. You know how we're keen medium wave TADX enthusiasts, and well, like a lot of people are, I guess, in the radio community. And the band has just been very, very poor indeed this last few weeks. So poor, in fact, that it's almost not really worth bothering about just until the conditions improve somewhat. Let's hope they do, because it's always nice to hear some DX and some good signals from across the pond. And even though you get all this on the web and you can listen on remote tuners, but you like to pick the stations up on the receiver at this end. Certainly if you're an old-fashioned radio buff like myself. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So what else have we got in store for you today? Still not too sure what we're going to feature in the second hour of today's programme. Just busy in the background, looting through files and seeing what we can find. I did threaten to bring you a Scottish pilot station some weeks ago, and we never ever did it. And that station would be called Radio Woodstock. So perhaps we'll find some recordings of Radio Woodstock to bring to you. We'd certainly have to search the archives just a little bit to find them, but oh well, let's see what we can do. Did you hear that noise in the background there? That was the studio dog doing a bit of groaning there. He's lying sleeping in the chair here next to me. So I don't know if you picked up on that. Not to worry. WMR from Scotland on 6395-ish, hopefully, today on this Sunday morning. Good to have you with us. And let's hope the weather's going to be bright and breezy today for a winter's morning, because it is winter, really. Let's be honest, it's November 2014, mid-November as well. We could be up to our backside in snow. Luckily, we're not, although it might be better than all the miserable rain that we've had this last little while. It's been extremely miserable. So not too sure what's coming up for us this week. Haven't looked at the weather forecast. Probably more of the same. Don't know if there's any large lows in the Atlantic to come in over the weekend, not too sure. Haven't even been bothering with the weather forecast. But anyhow, more music on WMR. More music indeed from the, let's see what we have for you, from Ellen Foley. Yeah, that's the one I was going to try and play you. Ellen Foley and We Belong to the Night on Shortwave Radio WMR. What a great track to play on a Sunday morning, eh?
We lost this life, ain't so pretty.
From way back in 1979, Ellen Foley and We Belong to the Night here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Shortwave Radio since 1980. Way back in time. Yes, indeed. Way, way back in time. 34 years ago, almost 35 years ago, we were planning to be on the shortwave band with a little 20-watt transmitter, which is still in the back room here at the studio, as an antique, really, a piece of nostalgia. It's not going anywhere. It's not being going to be used in the woods or anything. We'll stick something else together to use in the woods, but I'm not using that little old rig, because that has a piece of history to it. And the other old WMR rig that I bought from the aforementioned Tom of EMR from European Music Radio in 1981, a big black thing that had four of the old-fashioned inverters in it, four of them. And good grief, I wonder where these are. I need to look all this stuff out and see what's working, what's not. Stuff's been sitting in the back room here for so many years, and it's all rusty and everything, and manky and stinking, and oh, dearly, dearly, dear. But these four big inverters, all wrapped up in a big poly, black poly bag, when bucket bags were bucket bags. Not like today, you know. And the thing was, had a handle on it, and the transmitter itself was a 6146 with a 5763 oscillator. Now, what else was in that? The modulation valves were a bit strange. It was a pair of 6L6s, the old metal can type. It wasn't even glass valves. It was the old metal can type. And I can't remember the valves that tried to feed those 6L6s. But the modulation was pretty low on that rig. Wasn't very good. It was okay, but not great. And it was later adapted for our use with a pair of 807s modulating 807s or something. We changed it all round about, but the big black chassis is still kicking about somewhere. I should really dig out these old chassis, because that old black rig was a former Radio Jackie transmitter as well. So that had a piece of history as well. But unfortunately for the EMR rig, it was seriously butchered by me back in the early 80s when I was learning to build rigs. And that one was used quite significantly, because four inverters just didn't seem to stack up. So we changed it to one inverter, and it still worked okay. Used it in the woods a few times, but not really an awful lot since way, way back. And it's not going to be used in the woods either, because that's obviously an antique as well. And there is another old EMR rig kicking about somewhere, which was an original 20-watt thing as well. It was an 807 rig. So old Barry Stevens of EMR has been guilty of supplying transmitters in the past to these naughty pilot guys. Good grief, yeah. So it's strapped, spanked bodies all round for everybody there at EMR for doing that deed, eh? So we've still got the history lying about us here in various states of disrepair. Be nice to get it into a state of repair and have it working, so it could be demonstrated, even if we had visitors here at the studio. Yeah, that would be interesting. Oh, I just going back to a few records before the Battle of James Harvest record. That song Mockingbird was from the album Everybody Is Everyone Else. Everyone Is Everybody Else, from the 1977 album, classic Battle of James Harvest. I have all that stuff in vinyl, not playing it off vinyl today, but I have all that stuff on vinyl in the back room as well. Loads and loads of old vinyl in the collection here at WMR. And I'm always falling in with more. People keep chucking out their old vinyl, throwing it to the skip, getting and I mean skip. One of my pals brought in a pile of vinyl just a couple of weeks ago, and they had been literally in a skip. I had to sit and dry them all off. Haven't tried them yet, but there's some old stuff among it, and some old classics, and I just couldn't see that stuff getting thrown out. So I always tend to keep it. The only thing is, we're piled to the ceiling here with old manky vinyl and old bits and pieces and stuff. But never mind, never mind. Someday somebody's going to have a lot of fun raking through this stuff when I'm no longer here, or they can throw the skip that's out in the street, I suppose. Good grief, what a way to look at life. But never mind. November 16th, 2014, I'm playing a bit of Graham Central Station. More 70s album music on WMR today. Central Station. One of these album tracks you used to hear on the nighttime programmes from the Mi Amigo. It says getting very nostalgic about the nighttime programmes from the Mi Amigo. Yeah. Okay, okay. Never mind. Certainly made a big difference to listening to Brotherhood of Man on BBC Radio 1, that's for sure. Otherwise, you'd be hearing nothing but Westlife and Take That on the programme today on WMR, if I hadn't discovered the mystery voices that you used to hear on 319 metres in the evenings on the Caroline ship, the Mi Amigo. Great days, great memories. Weekend Music Radio from Scotland with Jack, playing Graham Parker and The Rumour. Back to 1978 from Graham Parker and The Rumour. And Hey Law, Don't Ask Me Questions, here on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland on 6395, assuming there's no cloggies, just clogged onto it. And we'll be broadcasting with a power of roughly 100 watts or so, 80 to 100 watts on the 48 metre band shortwave. Great to be here today. And That song, I beg your pardon, comes from 1978, Graham Parker and The Rumours, Good Grief, long time ago, very long time ago. Anyhow, it's Sunday, 16th of November 2014, and I've got to say hi to a special lady who listens to us on the web stream in the US of A in Providence, Rhode Island. Got to say hi to Kimberly, who sometimes likes to tune our way. She used to like to tune our way and listen to us in the office back in, 2006, 2007, when we were on the air sort of every day. She used to have some of her workmates listening to us as well on the weekly schedule from WMR. That was ambitious, wasn't it? That was good fun. That was great times. And 500 watts as well. Good grief, yeah. Certainly got out. It really, really did. Anyway, playing this one for Kimberly over there in the States. Comes from Eric Clapton.
As I am strolling down the garden path, I saw a flower glowing in the dark. It looked
From York to New York, from Finland to Newfoundland, from Scotland to Nova Scotia, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Of course, you do realize that wasn't supposed to come in the middle of the record. I was just messing around. But anyway, it did, and that's it. Nothing Fire Than Memories on Shortwave Radio WMR. Preceded by Eric Clapton and Hello, Old Friend. I just love those Dutch bands who sing in English, and that's a band called Earth and Fire and Memories from the 1970s. Great album it's off of as well. Loads and loads of great tracks on that one. And one of the tracks, one of the albums I bought when I was on holiday in Holland a few years ago. That was a great time, great fun as well. Nice one. Earth and Fire and Memories on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, on this weekend, 6395 in the 48-metre band shortwave. And sorry about the microphone today. We're just using the barefoot microphone. We're not running through the usual little effects machine because it's lying on the floor here in 100 pieces. And not because it's broken, just because it's lying. It's usually lying sort of in a mess. But it's lying in a mess in a different part of the studio, so we'll just leave it where it is just now because we're trying to tidy up the place so that you don't have to stand about like a stork while you're recording a programme, which is very, very uncomfortable. And a good, what was it my old pal used to say? He used to say, if you a good, good clear work area, good programme. Cluttered work area, rotten programme. Something along those lines anyway. I guess that's the truth of the matter. It is WMR all the way from Scotland. If you want to get in touch with us, we can send your EQSL, which is available, and you can write to us or email us, I beg your pardon, info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. That will get to us, and we'd love to hear from you and send you back our QSLs. Back in time to 1979 yet again with Al Stewart, Song on the Radio.
Thank you. Sometimes it's there in your face. There are times when you just look disdainful of the human race. Ah, but then on the wings of emotion, we circle each other in flight. Till together we roll like the ocean in its bed at night.
I feel as though we're playing just a load of sort of American driving rock style, you know, the FM driving rock style format you used to get some years ago. Soft rock, yeah. Seems to be the kind of mood I'm in tonight. Recording the program on a Saturday night. Yes, my friends, a Saturday night, and old Jack's not away out of the pub. How sad is that? I know there's a lot of guys out there that don't really go out much on a Saturday night. It just doesn't seem right for me to be in on a Saturday night. It really doesn't. And it doesn't do me any favours either. Choices were tonight, being Saturday the 15th of November, choices were to drive to a gig, watch a bit of music in a pub, and have guys pushing you around and spilling drink over you, and I'm drinking Ron's juice. Great fun, great laugh, yeah. Or sit at home and just do the WMR programme. Don't even bother cleaning the noisy fader in the desk here. Just do the program and don't complain about it, and you'll get out another week. Oh, I don't know.
It's true.
the band, Australia's Little River Band. An old song called Reminiscing. Sometimes I just get very nostalgic here in the studio while I'm doing these programmes. Pick out a certain bunch of records which take me back in time to a certain time. Yes. Here's another one, an old favourite of mine, which I didn't hear really until, I don't know when I heard this one first, but certainly wasn't when it came out. Boss Skaggs and Harbour Lights here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Love this song. It's fantastic. Yeah, love it. On Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, on the Shortwave Band.
To you.
That was Boss Skaggs and Harbour Lights on WMR, Weekend Music Radio. What a lovely song. Getting very nostalgic here in the studio tonight when I'm recording the programme, as I say, on a Saturday evening of all times. Ready for the Sunday morning broadcast, which hopefully will be heard loud and clear again, like what we had the last time we were on a Sunday morning, which was, it was two or three weeks ago, I think, couple of weeks ago, whatever it was. And I got a nice reception report that said, hey, Jack, your fours and fives and all sorts of things in Norway. It was great. It was amazing. Great to have you listening to us and enjoying the programme as well. So thanks very much for all your emails, etc. And most of the people who have written to WMR over the last little while will have their QSLs. There's a couple to be answered, which I will endeavour to be in the outbox, so to speak, by the end of the weekend. So do look out for your QSLs in the email box in the next couple of days. Thank you very much. Now, if you want to get a QSL from WMR, a QSL for anyone who's listening to us on the web, for example, is basically a certificate to say that you've heard WMR on the shortwave via the transmitters. We don't really verify the ports much for a web stream. I don't think we've ever been asked for a verification of our web stream. You know, it's sort of pointless, isn't it? But we have been asked for QSLs for reception from online receivers, however, for example, from the Twente receiver in Holland at the University of Twente. It's probably pronounced something else, but it looks like Twente to me, you know. And Twente, perhaps. Although that'd be French, wouldn't it? Twente. I don't know how they pronounce it. But it's a great SDR. Quite a basic antenna, but a great SDR for online reception, and a lot of people use it. I think the way it works is a load of people can tune into different frequencies on the same antenna, the same receiver, etc., at the same time. I think that's how it works. I'm not too sure. Perhaps somebody can fill me in on the technicalities of that. But handy for people who have a lot of local QRM and old squeaky Mike, old Mike James. He lives in a very, very bad location for a local QRN for noise. And basically in his house you couldn't listen to medium wave, even the strong local stuff. It's just a no-no. The noise level is phenomenal. I don't know where that's coming from, but whatever they're using down in that part of the country for perhaps web access, I don't know. It's very, very bad. Really as bad as I've heard. I would hate to have noise like that. I think I get noise, but when I go to Mike's location, I was down at Mike's a couple of weeks ago, probably about 3 weeks ago, and we had a nice night out, going to see one of the local bands. Didn't take a wireless with me because I knew how noisy his QTH was, but we had a damn good night, I have to say. Anyhow, the studio here is very chilly tonight, I have to say, recording the programme. Mid-November, I suppose, it could be much colder, but it's cooling down. Gone are the short trousers and the T-shirts, that's for sure. Good grief, yeah. Had a quite nice summer here at WMR. Very nice summer. But, it's winter now, that's for sure. And pity the medium wave DX signals aren't quite as winter-like as they perhaps should be. But we are sort of in a funny period in the sunspot cycle. And, it's just not happening, is it, for medium wave DXing this year. It's been very, very poor indeed. So, anyway, there's more years to come, hopefully. More years to come. And things can only get better because the propagation is so bad. We had a good day. What was it, the 14th of October? I read it was pretty good. But apart from that, it's been pretty damn poor on the medium wave band, if you like listening for Transatlantic DX on the old-fashioned amplitude modulation band. Yes. Okie dokie, more music here on WMR from the Alan Parsons Project, and Old and Wise from 1983. Minor hit in the UK, got to number 74. Alan Parsons Project and Old and Wise on Weekend Music Radio, WMR. We seem to be getting very, very, very slow here today, playing the old sloppy stuff. I don't know if you call it sloppy stuff, but the old nice and easy stuff today here on WMR, on the shortwave band. Anyway, it's good to be with you this weekend, and hopefully there'll be a few more weekends to go before the festive season is upon us, because it's catching up fast. I was in a tea room just the other day. There's a coffee shop, I beg your pardon. Not the kind of coffee shops you get in Amsterdam, of course, but just a coffee shop where you drink coffee and have a blether with people. And the local greasy spoon, if you like, is believe it or not, celebrating Christmas right now. They've got the Christmas tree up and they've got Christmas tablecloths and all that sort of stuff in mid-November. I thought, that's sick. They're playing Silent Night and the Wireless, you know. dear me. And I had to say something. I thought, that's a bit early. A bit early. Really is. Jeez. 1st of December's fine, but putting your Christmas tree up in November's a wee bit, just a wee bitty much, surely. Surely it's got to be. Ah, well, then for it. The coffee didn't, it didn't affect the coffee, no, it didn't affect the coffee. The coffee was fine, and quite enjoyed my little chat and a wee cuppa. More music from James Taylor. Mexico.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby Jane. Oh, Mexico, you sound so simple, I just got to go. The sun's so hot, I forgot to go home. Guess I'll have to go now.
Realised I had a duff version of James Taylor's Mexico in the studio here. I shall have to look into that one. Yes, yes indeed we will. James Taylor's Mexico, what a nice song. James Taylor, the husband of Carly Simon. Remember Carly Simon? The chick that did You So Vain. Also played a song from her and James Taylor just a little bit earlier on in the programme, about 2 hours ago. Maybe not quite that long, about an hour and a half ago or thereabouts. Anyway, here's Bob Seger.
You always won every time you placed the bet. You're still damn good, no one's gotten to you yet. Every time they were sure they
Music Radio.
Weekend Music Radio rocks on and on and on and on and on and on.
Singer's called Melissa Manchester. She had that hit in the UK in 1982. Got to number 5 in the USA as well in that same year, 1982. You should hear how she talks about you here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Enjoying the programme today, the music programme, the music section of the programme. Not too sure what we're going to feature, if we're managing to feature anything at all. Well, I've got to be honest with you, I'm sitting here drinking some Kingfisher beer that somebody gave me just the other day for doing a wee job for them, and fairly enjoying it as well. So it makes you very lazy on a Saturday evening when it comes to recording the programmes. So perhaps we'll just be playing some nice music just to see the programme out, who knows. But I'm certainly in the mood for David Gray this evening. I don't know why. beautiful song called Say Hello and Wave Goodbye here on Weekend Music Radio from Scotland.
In the dark of the pink flamingo crying in the rain, he was a kind of so loving. I'm gonna make sure it doesn't happen again. You and I, it had to be the standing joke of the year. You were a runaround, a lost and found, and not for me, half fear.
Thank you.
guy from Ireland called David Gray, who sounds like, as if, come to think of it, is he from Ireland? I think he is from Ireland. Or am I thinking in one of his albums that he played in Ireland? Anyhow, David Gray, say hello, wave goodbye on Weekend Music Radio WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland, this mid-November broadcast, 2014. Great to have you with us. Extremely, extremely unorganized here today in the studio. Really are.
We were born far away. Who are we to understand?
It's still nice being able to say on the shortwave, on good old-fashioned analog AM radio, we are WMR. If you want to get in touch with us, the best way to do it is either log on to our website, wmrscotland.com, and look for the contact button, or just send an email to info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com, and that will get to us. You can still write to us the old-fashioned way if you really want to, at WMR 14 Stone Row, Coleraine in Northern Ireland, BT52 1EP. And I'm sure Andy will put his hammer the nails down for just a second and take the letters off the postman. Yes, he will.
Say goodbye. In the wind and the rain.
Had the most amazing experience with Andy Craig. Remember Andy Craig? He used to run the Northern Ireland Relay Service. That would be the address at 14 Stone Row in Coleraine, of course. Any shortwave listeners out there that's been around for a number of years will know that that's who I'm talking about. And had a great experience. I suppose it was a few years ago as well, because the Yankee at Lima I was with in Ireland, we went for a cheap weekend in Belfast, and it was one of these cheap flights, that sort of thing, and we had a wee place to stay and all that business, and we didn't really get the chance to hire a car because it didn't work out properly. And although we met these guys in the pub and they said, Sheriff, I know you. I can't do it without bursting into laughter here. But it was in the Crown Bar in Belfast, and these guys said, Sheriff, I know you were looking for a car. We could have come to a wee agreement, you know. And I think that was quite close. And oh, hell of a nice guy. Hell of a nice. After the initial meeting, when I sat in his chair, whoa, jeez. But anyway, hell of a nice guy, couldn't do enough for us, got a taxi for us to go to the kebab shop that was open, the only one in Belfast, I think, that was open. But anyhow, on the Sunday, I think it was, which happened to be a Mother's Day or something like that, it was some day or other that I was walking past, we took a trip to the Giant's Causeway, and it was one of these bus trips. Because we couldn't hire the car, unfortunately, we ended up at the Giant's Causeway. And walking past the Causeway Hotel, I hears this guy roaring his head off. Whoa, Jack, Jack! What the hell's that? And looking back, and there he was, Andy Craig. And I'm miles from home, and he's a few miles from home as well. And there we are, bumped into each other. Amazing stuff. Great stuff. Great fun, eh? All those years ago. Not too sure when that was. Anyhow, it's Weekend Music Radio. Playing out with Billy Joel, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, here on the Shortwave Band, 6395.
Bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. Mm-hmm. A bottle of red, a bottle of whites. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime you want in our Italian restaurant.
Tell your mom, 'cause I told you already.
Sitting here in a studio just loving the music today. Don't know, we just haven't got around to doing the special feature for your entertainment today of old pilots from years gone by. It's just been music and music to suit my particular selfish mood, I guess. Oh, well, never mind. It's 2 hours into the programme now, and thanks very much for listening to Weekend Music Radio today. I was going to play you lots more stuff today, and I was going to do this and do that and do the next thing, but hey, man, we've run out of time. So what we're going to do is just say goodbye, and I'll see you again in a couple of weeks' time or whatever, and let's hope you're going to stay with us throughout the rest of the year here on the Shortwave Band. It's Weekend Music Radio WMR with Jack, and no sign of Mike, just Jack. So only here myself in the studio doing our funky stuff like we always do. I was going to play you some Art Garfunkel just to wind up the program today and get me out of the studio here, get me out of the studio chair anyway. So we'll play you, I keep saying hey, I'm going to have to try and stop saying that. Going to play you some Art Garfunkel from Watership Down and Daffy's song called Bright Eyes, which was, it was as if it was a plugged record back in 1979 when the Caroline came back from the Mi Amigo in April 1979. This is one of them. There was quite a few. For me, Jack, I'll catch you later. Bye for now.
Is it a kind of dream? Floating out on the tide, following the river of death downstream, or is it? Yeah.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Right on with music, WMR.
Keeping free radio alive into the 21st century. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
WMR Music! Music Radio!
Shortwave never sounded better.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.